Extreme Bits.
This is Extreme Bits.
You're listening to Extreme Bits.
All right, it's Extreme Bits Radio Show live on Adobe Radio. What's up, everybody? We are here. Jason's here. What's up, Jason?
What's up, man?
What's going on?
Not much. How was your trip to Mexico?
Oh, man, it was good, and we're definitely going to have to get into that in a little bit.
Yeah. Because of you, we haven't done a show in like 2 weeks.
I know. I'm such an a-hole.
Yeah.
Here we are. Sorry, man.
Thinking about you and nobody else, huh?
It's all about me.
Yeah.
Me. Speaking of me, you know who I really like lately is George Watsky.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know if you've heard of him yet, Jason, but he's from San Francisco, and this kid is probably one of the most talented rappers I have ever seen in my entire life.
Really?
And I'm not shitting you. I mean, you know, we like to have artists on the show that we really love.
Yeah.
And George is really one of these guys I've just been listening to nonstop. And in fact, he's on the line. Hey, what's up, George?
Hey, how's it going?
What a coincidence.
Wow. Were you guys like chit-chatting earlier and just said, hey, we should put you on the air?
Yeah, something like that.
Something.
No, he's a big fan of the show and he decided he would call in.
Really? Wow. Thanks, George.
No problem. Thank you for talking to me.
So it's always a pleasure to meet a fan. You know, it really is.
It's good to be here. How are you guys doing?
Good, man. Now, you're what some would call a YouTube sensation, quote unquote. Did you ever think you'd be called a YouTube sensation?
Sensation?
Not really, because I've been performing and writing since I was 16 years old. I've been doing this for like 8 years, you know, and it's weird for somebody to declare you a sensation after you've been doing this for so long.
But still, did you think it was well-deserved? If you were doing it for 8 years, don't you think it was about time you became a sensation?
I hope so. I mean, I definitely feel like I've worked hard for it, you know, but at the same time, there's so many people out there who I'm friends with, who I think are the most talented people I know, who don't have this kind of exposure. So, yes, like, I don't think, like, you know, I'm not going to get it back. Like, I'm glad to have the success now that I do, but I still feel lucky for it.
Well, that's good. I mean, it's good to stay humbled and close to your roots. But for people who don't know the video that got you discovered, I guess it's called Pale Kid Raps Fast, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And this is the video that was emailed to a friend, and that friend emailed it to another friend, and then another friend, and then another friend,
that's
and so
called
on.
The internet, Eddie.
Oh, yeah. But for anybody who's not familiar with this, let's just play a little bit of George rapping in Pale Kid Raps Fast. Jason, you haven't seen this yet, so let's get what you think about this.
Well, first off, I like your tiger portrait in the background. I really dig that, George.
Thank you. I'm staring at it now.
Oh, nice. Are you right there where you sung the song?
I think
actually we moved the tiger portrait. Closure right now. We moved it from the living room to my room in order to be included in the video.
Do you think maybe we could have that tiger portrait? Could you sign that or something and just send it over?
Maybe we could do it as a giveaway to one of your fans.
Yeah. We're definitely on it. Terms on it. But you know, I'm open to it. I think you guys would give it a good home.
Okay, we'll talk about that a little more. Here's a little bit of Pale Kid Raps Fast.
I'm that guy, built so fly, get a silk bow tie. Don't know why I'm built so fly, but I am, no lie. Oh my, roll by, get a low ride huffy. Sitting on the peg, shell toes puffy. Cuff rolled up to my calf, class with the ass. Bad with the swag like Buffy. Gotta be the one to bite the bullet, I'm a sinner. But I bet I could've been a better man. I wanna be Zan, but I guess I better some medicine. Instead of meditating, but I get it when I can. I don't wanna wind up in the gutter with a bottle of malt. Like a bit, cause I never got a call telling me that it's all figured out. I'm sick of doubt, but I'm looking at the wall. Part of me was hoping to be caught up in the moment, to be open to the good of the god of me. But I gotta love out of me, gonna get that out of me. Become a bit of an oddity, with somebody gets offended by the thought of me. Who's he, you?
Man, I hate to stop it right there, but I got to see. Jason, what are you thinking of this so far?
You know what? I think you should have a rap off with Busta Rhymes.
I would love that.
I think you could school him.
Definitely.
Well, I'm not ready to incite beef with a legend in hip hop, but I would love to see that happen.
Oh, come on. Yeah, you are. You're like the second Eminem for crying out loud.
You're better than Eminem. I'm saying it now.
Oh, man. Well, I'll let you guys say that.
Well, don't disappoint us.
I'm really glad that you're being humble.
Well, George. Well, so, you
know, at a certain point, too much shit and it comes back to bite you.
Okay, fair enough. Well, how'd you get interested in rapping? I guess we'll ask you that question. I know you get asked that anytime you do an interview, but people might want to know. Go for it.
I mean, I was just one of those kids. Is like I was 14 years old, and if I saw an open mic run, I would grab it. So I've just been kind of taking every performance opportunity I've had since I was 14 years old. I grew up listening to hip hop, and I've been, you know, I've been the word to play my whole life. So I've been doing this for like 10 years, and then I started doing poetry. So that's a whole like other side of what I do. I do spoken word poetry, and I go to colleges and I performed my work, and I was on a show called Deaf Poetry Jam when I was 20 years old, in the final season of that show on HBO, and that kind of allowed me to have this college touring career, do like hour-long performances. That's kind of sustained me while I've kept my music stuff going on the side.
Very cool. So you tour colleges doing this? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been on the road for like 3.5-4 years, and I actually started when I was a sophomore in college, and I graduated in May, and, you know, I've just been kind of flying under the radar, but I've been performing, and it's been like a big part of my life for years.
Well, what do you want to, what's your goal? Do you have a goal with this?
Yeah, I have a lot of things I want to do. I don't have like one vision, but you know, I'd love a record deal. I'd love someone to throw millions of dollars at me and promote me, so I don't have to do everything myself. You know, right now I'm like my A&R and my press guy and my web guy, and like, you know, it's just kind of exhausting doing everything. So I'd love to get to a point where other people are taking on some of that for me. You know, I want to write. I want to make cool shit. I want to make not crappy music. Love to do that.
Do you do all the beats too, or just the lyrics?
No, I'm a lyric guy. I am not a producer.
So who produces?
Friends, my talented circle of friends, pretty much. I'm not with any Scott Storches or Dr. Dre's right now.
No, not yet. But once you sign that record deal to Universal. We hear, my sources are telling me that you were just talking to Universal.
I heard Shady Records.
You know, that would be news to me. I've met with some record labels, but, you know, I can't really talk about it until it becomes official.
I'm getting an instant message here that says you were courted by Sony.
Great label.
Okay.
Oh, so it's Sony. Oh,
okay.
It's Sony.
Well, we're looking forward to your big debut on Sony. I guess congratulations.
They're very kind.
Thanks for the scoop, man. Actually, we're just kidding. We have no idea. We have no idea. But I'm sure when you do get a record label deal, it's going to be great, man.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, I want to be able to reach a lot of people, and I do like pop music, and I think there's good and bad pop music out there. You know, I'm not interested in putting out some crappy, like, reheated, same old record everybody's heard, but, you know, I am hoping that happens.
Well,
like it will.
You have something to say, and that takes you a far distance, I think.
Me too.
You know, it's interesting, because I came up doing poetry and being spoken word, which is very like message and theme driven, which is really different than most hip hop music, because you know, you take 16 bars of whatever any popular MC is saying, it's pretty much like bragging and, you know, partying music, which I don't really have a problem with. It's way different than spoken word, which is like, let's take this really specific theme and then write around it. And I think that really influenced my music.
Now, I want to take a minute and go back to the beginning of your rapping career. What or how did you find the gift of rapping? Did you just rap along with songs, or how did you find it and you know, create the flow?
I think what led me to be able to get good at it was a lot of different things. I mean, one, I was listening to lots of music and absorbing it. Yeah, I was rapping along with other people's verses, but I was also a drummer all through middle school, and I think that that understanding of, like, breaking down beat and rhythm really helped me. It really helped me.
Yeah, I mean, I can see that for sure, man. That's cool. So since you became a YouTube sensation, have you had more success with the ladies?
I've been starting to get emails like soliciting hookups. Wow. That's never happened to me before. I wouldn't say that I'm acting on them. So
for legal reasons,
like translated into for legal reasons, right? I wouldn't say that it's done bad things for me.
Okay, fair. All right, that's fair enough. So I mean, like, when you go to these college campuses to perform, dude, that must be crazy. I'm sure, like, chicks are lining up after the show,
throwing their panties on the stage,
just waiting for you.
Yeah, I mean, it depends what school it is. You know, it's like, so I do schools from like the smallest towns in the middle of the country to schools that are most federal league state schools, and every school is different. And some of them have huge crowds, and yeah, like you said, some of them are like people lining up afterwards. And then you get one like that, and your like ego is massive. And then you do one the next day in, you know, the middle of nowhere, and it's a little bit less raucous. And so, you know, it can be humbling sometimes, but sometimes it's amazing.
That's cool, man. Let's hit one of your songs, and we'll come back and we'll talk a little about where you can find your albums and see your music videos, obviously YouTube, and we'll talk about that a little bit more and wrap up with you. But first, I wanted to play Who's Been Loving You. You have a music video done to this. Right. Did you shoot this music video yourself and edit it, or did you have somebody else do
it? I shot it with friends from school.
Because it looks like it has such a character to it. It's like it looks amateur but professional at the same time. I love it. Looks great.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
But what do you want to say about Who's Been Loving You before we hit it real quick?
There's so many songs out there where people talk about distancing themselves from their parents and their family. And I wanted to write a song that basically said, I celebrate that. I embrace my family. They loved me. And it's okay to embrace your family and still have swagger. So that's what this song is about.
We have George Watsky on the Extreme Bits Radio Show with us. He is Pale Kid Raps Fast on YouTube. We'll hit this, George. Hang on the line, okay?
Thank you. Sure.
Rapping, I'm a teddy bear. Yeah. When I was 12, I'd leave the door open a crack. Afraid of getting busted, sneaking porno on my Mac. I guess I was a freak until I got caught last week. I was reading Booker T. I threw the book at me. I go for the lookers, but they never look at me. Would get a hooker if I couldn't hook her raw. I'd be looking soft as soon as she took her top off. Let's go rolling in a broken Winnebago. Stop and smoke a bowl out of a hollowed out potato. It's hash now, but it's hash brown soon. Who's been loving you? I know that Jesus loves me. I know that Buddha loves me. The fucking Easter Bunny and the ghost of Gandhi love me. I know that Santa loves me. I think my aunties love me. I know my grandma loved me. She thought I was handsome, trust me. This insanity?
that's heredity. Here's my family, we can let it be. Wish I pretended that my mom and dad are dead to me, but I love my dad, that motherfucker read to me. My first words were, where's the love? Mad smug, assed up on a bearskin rug. Hope for shout out, my mom will show you the photo.
Who's been loving you?
I do embarrassing better. I could wear a pink sweater with the Paris lip, leather pants, Sarah Lee every day, and it's well known that I hop off stage with my cell phone, fake a drop call when everybody's near me, and shout I love you mom so everybody hears me. I need it too, and true, it's nothing new, but
who's been loving you?
Even though I owe the money, I think it's pretty likely that my whole family loves me. My lovers tend to like me, I know my homies love me, my teachers love to hate me, the haters love to fuck with me, the fickle love me lately. I'm a percussionist, I never knew guitar. It's cheesy, but I'm stunting like a superstar. It's easy, man, I'm hopping out a moving car. Call me Wheezy, cause I'm coughing at the hookah bar. And I don't do cigars, but I got hella game. I'll make a lady out of styling gel and cellophane, so you can yell my name. I'll make the bed frame move.
What?
Me and my better friends are heading to the town strip. If they don't let us in, we'll never take a round trip. Because I took an hour picking out my outfit, and then I took another slicking down a cowlick. And I like house sitting, but fucking now's different. I'm going out and there ain't a bouncer for cow tipping. So I'ma tear this joint up, and I'ma party till the most point up. This is for Charles Barkley, this is for Poison Ivy, and it's for Draco Malfoy, and it's for Bill O'Reilly. This is for Ned Mancia, it's for the corporate lawyers, it's for the backseat drivers, and for my friend Ann Coulter.
All right, that is George Watsky, who's been loving you. It's Extreme Bits Radio Show, Adobe Radio, and we are talking to George. He is Pale Kid Raps Fast on YouTube. You may have seen his video. About 7.5 million people have. Maybe you're one of them. If you haven't seen it, you should check it out. Just type in Pale Kid Raps Fast.
I'm a fan. Instant fan right here. I've never heard of you before, George, but tonight I've become a fan.
Me too.
And so is my girlfriend, Katie.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
And we hope that our listeners too are also fans. I know. I also wanted to tell you that now that you're on the line, our station added that song "Who's Been Loving You" to the rotation.
Oh yeah, awesome.
And our station is mostly alternative rock leaning, and that just kind of I think should tell you how versatile I think that song can be. Because I think it kind of transcends genres just a little bit. Personally, I mean, I think it's one of your best songs. But enough kissing your ass.
You got any news you want to share to your fans?
I don't have big specific news, but I have big, like, general news, just that moving forward on TV stuff, label conversations, and some cool collaborations, potentially a dance song, a dance remix of one of my songs coming to a dance club near you.
Oh, sweet. By Jimmy Pop and the Bloodhound Gang?
No, not quite, although I do love them.
That'd be cool. I know he likes to remix some dance stuff, but so some TV stuff. I know that you were on Ellen a little bit ago.
Ellen is awesome. She's actually, like, totally cool, down to earth, and she was really nice of her. She discovered the video, or staff did. They brought it to her attention, and she brought me on the show, and potentially interested in working on some stuff.
Well, we found you before Ellen, just so you know.
Did you get a dance with Ellen?
Thing is, she like dances with the big celebrities, you know, and so when you're a viral person, you haven't achieved that like Ellen fucking with you level yet. So I didn't get scared. Like, she didn't leap up for me from behind the couch. She didn't dance with me. She kind of just, like, took it real easy on me.
Well, maybe next time you'll be dancing with Ellen. If things go as planned.
Yeah, yeah. Next time. Cause, like, the other guest on the show was Anthony Hopkins and Melissa Leo. So it was, I think she was maybe more leaning towards dancing with them. But next time.
Well, we're hoping that you'll be dancing with Ellen very soon, George. Or do you like to be called Watsky? What do you prefer?
Watsky, George is fine. Tail Kid as a description of the video is fine, but I don't generally answer to it. So George or Watsky. If people want to check out my videos, my YouTube channel is youtube.com/gwatsky, and they can add me on Facebook or follow my fan page, facebook.com/gwatsky, and I'm always there to talk to folks, interact. If anyone has any questions for me, that is the place to hit me up.
All right, cool, man. Well, thanks for coming on the show, and we really wish you the best of success. You definitely deserve it, and we'll keep an eye on you.
Thank you guys so much. It was great to talk to you.